It's time for Hoke Health Radio. Here's your host, Deborah Howell.
Hello there, and welcome to the program. On today's show, we have an excellent guest, Dr. Farzan Rajput. He practices cardiology in Irvine and Newport Beach. Dr. Rajput's specialty is prevention and advanced cardiac imaging, and he is the physician advisor for cardiac imaging at Hoag Hospital. Welcome, Dr. Rajput.
Thank you.
Let's talk a little bit about prevention and early detection of heart disease, because it's in the news more and more these days.
It's very important for our community to understand about prevention. We can do a lot from a cardiovascular perspective, and it's such a big problem. When we look at the American adults, 80 million American adults have one or more types of cardiovascular diseases, and it's the leading cause.
80 million.
That's a very impressive number.
Wow. That's, if you think about it, there's 10 million people in New York City, so that's 10 New York cities full of people with cardiac problems.
Absolutely.
So let's get...
I'm sorry.
Please go ahead.
1.4 to 1.5 million Americans will die of cardiovascular diseases this year. And that's an incredible number.
I don't like that statistic at all. So that leads to the next question. How can we prevent heart disease?
The most important thing is early detection. What we don't realize is most Americans are walking around with heart disease and they don't know it. Mm-hmm. Because in some instances, the number one symptom that they experience could be a heart attack or a stroke. And by then, it's a little too late. We do very well once we've met a patient who's had a heart attack or a stroke. Mm-hmm. We can treat them very well. However, we can do a lot more before they have an event. And that's why it's important to understand how do we prevent these events from occurring in the first place.
Right. I'm assuming that one of the things we must do is see our doctors on an annual basis.
That's important. And I think the other important thing to understand is that when someone has a heart attack, and usually for men, it's in their 50s and 60s, and sometimes in their 40s, and for women, it's usually in their 50s and 60s. When an individual has a heart attack, the process didn't just start. Usually the process has been going on for many years or decades.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to understand the risk factors and how do we address the risk factors. And that's where a doctor can really help you.
What kinds of things is he looking for in your annual checkup?
From an annual checkup perspective, we always try to get a good history. We want to understand from our patients, do you have any family history of anyone having a heart attack or stroke? Mm-hmm. If they do, that puts them at a higher risk because they might have a genetic predisposition for heart disease.
Okay.
The other things that we want to look for are the traditional risk factors, such as diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and even other risk factors such as smoking, and even obesity has become a big problem. Some of these things we can correct by how we change our lifestyle. Some of these things we cannot correct. We cannot correct the aging process and our genetic predispositions.
Right.
So it's important to talk to doctors to try to identify certain risk factors.
What's the most common form of heart disease?
The most common form is coronary heart disease or coronary atherosclerosis, and that's what leads to heart attacks. Heart attacks occur in most people because of a blocked artery of the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And these blockages or plaque formations have been occurring for many years, and eventually what happens with the plaque or the blockage in the artery is it becomes unstable. And when it becomes unstable, the top of the plaque ruptures or breaks off like a volcano erupting.
Mm-hmm.
And the cells underneath that top are very sticky. So blood platelet cells start to clot there and form a thrombus or a blood clot. When that happens, the artery is blocked and there's lack of blood flow further downstream, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Then the muscle starts to die, and that's when the patient can experience symptoms.
You would think there would be, you know, as that passageway becomes smaller and smaller, you'd think there would be some symptoms or some signs, but there really aren't in many cases, right?
In many cases, there can be, and they can be very subtle, because symptoms in an individual can be very different. The traditional things that we've been taught to look for a heart attack, were symptoms such as chest pain or chest pressure, and then this pain going down your arm on the left side, or numbness or tingling in your left side associated with shortness of breath, sweating, a fast heart rate.
Mm-hmm.
However, people's symptoms can be very different. I had a patient who walked into my office 2 days ago, and he was complaining of neck pain. I asked him, any chest pain? No. And he's no. And he had these symptoms for several days. We put him down on an exam table, did an EKG, and he was having a heart attack.
Oh, my gosh, from
never
neck
had
pain.
Chest pain from neck pain.
Wow.
So I tell my patients, anything above the diaphragm, heartburn, pressure, discomfort, just a numbing sensation, anything above the diaphragm, I want to make sure you're not having a heart attack if you're in the right age group. Mm-hmm. And usually that's 40s, 50s, and 60s and beyond.
It's kind of tricky to know when to come to the doctor. Is it just heartburn or is it something more?
It can be very tricky. And it's not just tricky for the patients. It's tricky for the doctors, too.
Yeah.
Because sometimes people are having symptoms like a heart attack, and it's really just reflex disease. But the most important thing that I would say is to seek attention. I know my patients, and I know what type of symptoms they have that are suggestive of their heart pain. And other patients who have the same symptoms, it's suggestive of reflux or some other issue. It's not necessarily their heart. So your doctor will know you, and whether it's an internist or a primary care doctor, if you've been following for many years, they'll understand what your symptoms are. However, symptoms can change, and they can change very subtly, and that's when we get concerned. And we look for other signs that an individual might not think is important. For example, if someone all of a sudden is short of breath, or they can't walk as they normally did, or they passed out, those are very alarming symptoms that if it's related to the heart, it's a very serious issue.
Okay. So that brings us to early detection. How does imaging play a part in early detection?
Well, you know, the way we diagnose coronary heart disease has changed in the last four decades. We used to say, let's do a stress test to diagnose coronary heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
And in the 70s, it was the best screening way of detecting whether someone has significant heart disease. However, if you fast forward four decades later, now we've got CAT scanners that allow us to look for the blockages in the arteries or atherosclerosis. And if we detect this, it's a non-invasive way of detecting it, and it's a non-painful way of detecting it. If we detect it, we can change how we treat our patients. I might tell my patient, listen, you really have to watch your weight. You really have to stop smoking. And it's because you have atherosclerosis. The blockages have developed already, and it's only going to progress, and it's only a matter of time that you'll end up having a heart attack. So therefore, we need to change the way we behave.
It's also good for people to see a visual. Do you show these images to the patient and say, this is your problem, this is why you need to lose weight?
Absolutely. Showing the visual makes a big impact. It made a big impact on me when I saw the visual of anything that was medically related for me. You know, it makes a big difference. And there's some patients who we can advise them to take a baby aspirin or even a cholesterol-lowering medication like statin that will prolong their life, that'll prevent a heart attack. We have a lot of data that tells us that those types of medications can prevent a heart attack. But there are a lot of people hesitant to take medications, myself included.
Mm-hmm.
So if I have this additional data that tells me I'm at very high risk of a heart attack, then I might think different and I might consider taking a medication like that.
Right. Oh, boy, we have so many more questions for you, but we're going to take a quick break and then we'll be back with Dr. Rajput. And we're going to have a little discussion about women and heart disease, if that's all right with you, Doctor.
That sounds great.
Okay, for more information on Dr. Rajput, you can always visit hoaghospital.org, and you can listen to the podcast of this show whenever you like and tell a friend. This is Deborah Howell for Hoag Hospital in Newport Beach. Once again, you're welcome to join in. Send us an email, give us a call. We're here for you, and so is Dr. Rajput. Please stay with us. There is much, much more ahead coming right up on Hoag Health Radio.